I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about a new report on the City of Edinburgh Council. This report is a follow-up to a best value audit carried out in May last year. Douglas, can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yes, we published a best value audit on the City of Edinburgh Council, highlighting the challenges it was facing then. The Commission said the Council had to make achieving its savings an absolute priority. So this is a follow-up report to see what progress has been made since then.
So, what are the main findings?
Well, there's been some progress, but there's still an awful lot to do. The Council was faced with additional savings of £17 million by 2017 and 18, and that figure has now risen to £67 million, so a further £50 million. And these are additional savings, and they have to come on top of the savings already identified by the Council.
How does this affect the public?
Like all residents, the people of Edinburgh rely on key services provided by the Council. So obviously it means a lot to them, particularly when money is tight and the Council has to balance its budget. The Council has aims to achieve much of the savings through a transformation programme called BOLD, but this has yet to be confirmed and it's too early to assess its impact. And at the same time, we know that demand for services will rise, such as looking after an increasingly elderly population.
In what areas has the Council improved?
Well, to give one example, it's developed its scrutiny and risk management procedures, and we welcome that. There's also been progress in its commitment to openness and transparency and engaging with its staff. All that's good, and in fairness, the Council has had to deal with a succession of long-running and high-profile issues.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, the Council is still to develop a comprehensive workforce strategy, which the Commission recommended last year. That's fundamental to the Council in going forward in identifying skill shortages and skill needs. So that's critically important. And we've asked for another report in 12 months' time, and we expect to see solid improvements by then.
Douglas, thank you very much.